guys, what's up? It's Ahira for Epileptics. It is mid-June, well, almost the end of June, actually. It has been a while since our last podcast. Lots of things have been going on with medical, work, just general, you know, parties and events have started to pick up a little bit, but more safe. So Bruno and I have been very careful in what we're doing, where we're going, who we're around. We were vaccinated back in March, and I'm sure I mentioned that. I mean, I think most of New York is vaccinated, which is good, but we still, you know, there's still a ways to go. You know, I'm waiting to go back into the city a little bit, and I'm actually going to start in a new job, which is a really good opportunity for me sometime in July. So that should be interesting. Bruno, we started this other new medication that I had mentioned previously called Xcopri. We're up to 100 milligrams. We were able to update one of his other medications, lower it because this medication was making it pushing that medication up, which actually made Bruno very nauseous. And now since we lowered that, he's been doing much better. So we'll see what happens. So I just wanted to give you a quick update of where we are. We're going back to the doctor in the middle of July. So we will see what happens there. We'll see his scans from his brain, from the RNS device, and see if they're showing more improvements. We saw a little bit of an improvement the last time we were there. So we are very hopeful that we will continue seeing improvements and changes. But we're also, you know, we don't want to like get too excited because or talk about it that much, because I always feel like, and Bruno as well, that it could go bad. Or something always happens as soon as we're like, oh yeah, we're doing really well. And then boom, something happens. Everyone else is good in our family too. We're waiting for our nephew to come. And then Bruno's brothers are all trying to like buy houses and things like that. So moving along, everyone's kind of doing their own thing. And then we are pretty much settled into our place, and you know, keeping it safe. So when I do go back to the city, Bruno's gonna have, we're setting up like a health aide to come in like for a part of the day, just to make sure that he's safe, make sure he takes his pills, make sure he has lunch, and you know, that he's resting, and then he'll be resting by the time I get home from work. And then I can, you know, continue our evening, make dinner, do whatever else we have to do. So yeah, so it should be interesting. A lot of stuff going on. So I just want to give you a heads up. I didn't forget about anything. And Bruno actually wants me to interview him as being his caregiver and see what happens there. So we want to answer questions that just we haven't had a chance to do it yet. We do have a couple things that we're thinking about doing for Ahira for Epileptics on the horizon. We want to put together these kits for homeless people in New York City, where we can include like toothbrush, baby wipes, you know, t-shirt, socks, certain like staple items that anybody could use. And you know, we can ask our followers, you know, to also donate, you know, any kind of money to it, so we can all get more kits, because I will be probably just handing them out in the city when I'm there, or leaving them by someone's like bed or something that they're in. Like, you know, I'm not gonna wake them up or bother them. But yeah, we were thinking about doing that because a lot of people, especially homeless people outside, you know, some people are like not interested in going near them, or they're scared of them, or they think they're gross or whatever. But a lot of these people do have neurological disorders. Some of them might be epileptic, some of them might have something else, but still, you know, no one, you know, chose like, oh hey, I want to be homeless. You know, either they have some kind of illness, or they got addicted to something, or they just had they're just having a bad time. Everyone goes through these things, and it could really happen to anybody. Like, any one of us can just like have that kind of problem. You know, and me, I came from a background where, you know, there were times where, you know, rent money was, you know, scarce or non-existent, or a bill wasn't paid, or my dad was using the money for something else he shouldn't have been using it for, and things like that. So, you know, you never know, you know, where someone comes from or where they are in life, when how it is so easily it can change. So always remember that. And so we'll see what happens. So that's the one thing we want to do. We still have the medical kits we want to do with the doctor. And when we see him, I'll start talking to him more. And that's really basically where we are now. I know this is like a shorter podcast, but yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else going on right now. That's probably why I didn't do any podcasts for a while. But we are in the process of looking at a few different things, checking Bruno's meds, seeing where he is. So he's had less seizures, I'm going to say. He's had seizures in his sleep, though. He has had some falling here and there, but not as frequently. So we're hopeful there, too. And we will keep, you know, checking in and also, you know, seeing what we have to do with the doctor to get him healthier. And he also wants to maybe volunteer at North Shore Animal League. This way, animals are actually really good for people because they give off certain pheromones and things that make you feel better. So that's what he wants to do, and he just wants to help animals anyway because, I mean, you know, who doesn't want to play around with animals? They're pretty cute, so, you know, he just wants to be able to do help cats and dogs. You know, he does a good job taking care of our leopard gecko, so I think that makes sense. And that's really it. So I will talk to you soon, hopefully, with better news, longer podcast, everything else. But anyway, that's a quick update as I'm still working at 1:30 a.m. on not a Hero for Epileptics, but more my day-to-day stuff that I'm just trying to get done before I go to bed because I had a little problem with one of the online tools I use. It wasn't going through, so now I'm just trying to finish up where I left off. So that is really it. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. And we will keep in touch and keep you posted. Hopefully the next call will be Bruno talking about some of the things he wants me to ask him about, which would be nice. So that's really where we are. But thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye.